Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Taking sides on the West Bank, if only it were that easy. This is my Unity News Network column of the 27th of May, 2021. The plight of the Palestinians is a cause célèbre of the left, and protests were even held in my hometown of Kingston-upon-Hull. A large, unsocially distanced group of flag-waving protesters was gathered in our city centre at the weekend. My first thought was that I did not know we had so many Palestinians in Hull, but as I approached them, it became clear that we do not. Most of the protesters were not Palestinian, and members of the Socialist Workers' Party were much in evidence. I visited many countries in the Middle East and spent a considerable amount of time there, but I've never been to the West Bank, the area that contains territory claimed by and under the control of both Israel and Palestine. Therefore, I hesitate to comment lest I'm accused, in Peter Hitchens' words, of exercising my conscience in someone else's country. Not having visited myself and seen how life is on the ground there, I'm at the mercy of others who have and on other secondary information. Nevertheless, I think a picture is emerging. A colleague who has visited and has flown to Tel Aviv says that it's easy from the air to distinguish the Israeli from the Palestinian-controlled areas. The former are green and cultivated, and the latter are not. It would be easy to come to the wrong conclusion about why this is the case, but it cannot have escaped Palestinian minds that if Iran and possibly other Middle Eastern countries provided them with funds for agriculture rather than arms, then they might be in a more favourable social and economic situation. Undoubtedly, a simplistic solution and one based on how things are now, and how things are now is not really the issue. The roots of the problem are historical. It is well known that the most recent historical issues are related to the lengthy process of Britain leaving the West Bank, which started in 1917 with the Balfour Declaration. Britain did not finally withdraw from the West Bank for a further 30 years, but the vaguely worded Balfour Declaration, which promised a homeland to the Jewish people, sparked off a chain of events which are still in process. The problem with promising the Jewish people a home on the West Bank was that another group of Semitic people also lived there and thought, with considerable justification, that it was theirs, the Palestinians. This heterogeneous group of Arabs, containing both Muslims and Christians, had rubbed along quite happily with each other and the existing Jewish population for several centuries, but the Balfour Declaration changed that, seemingly forever. The focus these days is on what are essentially terrorist acts by the Palestinians located in the Gaza Strip, led by Hamas, who periodically lob bombs and other more sophisticated ballistics indiscriminately into Israel. This horrifies the pro-Zionists and is justified by the pro-Palestinians. The latter deflect and misdirect to the Israeli reprisals. Nevertheless, the Israelis are no strangers to terrorism, as represented by the brutally effective Stern Gang, who targeted the British and killed a great many, both military and civilian. Leon Uris's novel Exodus, a very pro-Israeli book, does not flinch from describing the antics of some Israeli groups driving out to the desert, using the Bedouins for target practice, and destroying Arab settlements. The whole venture of establishing a Jewish homeland did not get off to an auspicious start. It's easy to say that history is history and we should move on, as I'm sure many in the UK do. But we only need to look north of our own border to see, albeit with less fatal consequences, that many people are still hurting from the colossal defeat of the Highland Scots at Culloden in 1746. History cannot be ignored, but it can perhaps be accommodated and understood. Even if it's not, then there is absolutely no excuse for not reflecting on the consequences of your own present actions. Hamas is well aware of what the consequences will be of landing high explosives, the ones that get through the Iron Dome, within Israel. The Israeli response will not be equal and opposite, it will be disproportionate and far more lethal than anything aimed at them. There's an irony in the fact, as explained by Peter Hitchens, who has considerable experience in both sides of the West Bank, that the Christian and Muslim Arabs in Israel, while undoubtedly suffering discrimination, are considerably better off and of far greater freedom than Arabs elsewhere in the Middle East, with the possible exception of Oman. The suffering of the Palestinian people is both relative and absolute, but the militant tactics of Hamas are doing nothing to relieve it.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.